This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Short work week because of the Labor Day holiday. It's Wednesday already. We're halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Beautiful Wednesday afternoon, and there is talk of a cold front arriving this weekend, but it's not going to really be a cold front. It's a not-so-hot front is the best way to describe it. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. A lot to talk about, and I know what you've been waiting to hear. I know you've been waiting to hear about Taylor Swift's first post-engagement outfit and what she was wearing in her first post-engagement appearance. We've got that information on this show for you. I mean, you can depend on us for this kind of stuff. You're not going to find that on every show. You'll find it on this show. There is a lot of information coming out about Epstein and some of the people that he was maybe with. There's been one big name that has been mentioned. And some of the survivors, I don't want to call them victims, but in a lot of ways they are victims, but they survived the ordeal, so we'll call them survivors, the survivors of that horrific lifestyle that they were lured into and kept into. There's a lot of information coming out from them, the girls who were the underage girls, who are no longer underage. And many of them have come together and they're now talking. And they mentioned one really, really big name that you and I were pretty sure was on the list. And we don't know if it's officially on the list, but the name has been mentioned. So we're going to talk about that some this afternoon, because there's a lot to talk about. And we'll get to some of that in the next hour of the show. Also, I want to talk a little bit about a controversy involving the Slidell Little Theater. It was a controversy over the performance of The Wizard of Oz. And the controversy surrounded around this drag queen, this man, playing Glinda, the witch. And, you know, nobody was forced to go see it. But there were people, apparently, that actually called out from the audience, according to the information that I got from somebody involved who did not want to be named. And, you know, you got to have respect for actors. You know, that's not the place to vent your frustration with something. But the other thing is, what does it matter? If there are kids watching The Wizard of Oz, and some guy is playing Glinda the Witch, I mean, who cares? If you're a parent and you make a big deal about it, all of a sudden the kid's going to think it's terrible, it's wrong. You might think it's wrong, you might want to teach your kids that. You know, you have a right to teach your kids what you want to teach them. At some point, they're going to learn on their own, regardless of what you teach them, especially if it's BS. If you teach them the wrong thing, you may think it's the right thing, but at some point your kids are going to grow up and realize what is right and what is wrong. And many of you know this as a fact, because many of you who grew up with parents that had certain views, you grew up and realized that things were not that way. They were not the way your parents told you things were. And you came to discover different things in life. And so that's going to happen with these kids that are maybe told that, that this is wrong. It's kind of a funny thing because, and I mentioned this the other day, I watched Peter Pan when I was a kid, and I think Peter Pan was on like once a year. And Peter Pan, the male character, was played by Mary Martin, a woman. So, you know, there's a whole generation that grew up with that. Baby boomers grew up with that. Baby boomers grew up with a woman playing the part of Peter Pan, a male character. And if that didn't screw up the baby boomer generation, then I don't see why somebody who is a man playing Glinda the Witch, I don't see how that's going to screw up a young generation. The point is, it's not going to screw up a young generation. We'll talk a little bit about this, but, you know, look, there are times that, you know, it's okay to voice your opinions, but I think if you go to a play, you know, you don't stand up at the play and say something about one of the actors. I mean, let them do their job. Let them do what they're supposed to do. If you don't like that, don't go. If you don't want your kids to see that, don't take them to that. But, you know, if you just let it go, if you didn't say anything to the kids, I would bet that almost all of your children or grandchildren would think it's just funny. Oh my God, Mom, is that a man playing a woman? Yeah, it would be funny unless you turn it into something sexual or something ugly. Vice President J.D. Vance is warning of an NFL conspiracy rigging the Super Bowl to set up a wedding between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Can you say cuckoo? Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. A Democratic hoax. That's another one of Trump's lines that he uses quite often, a Democrat hoax. And he says that it never ends. And he's talking about information about Republicans trying to release the Epstein files. He says it's a Democrat hoax. Well, no, it's not. There are Republicans and there are MAGA people who have supported President Trump who want the Epstein files released. Scott Jennings on CNN said that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is a, quote, complete piece of blank. But he said it. There's more of this going on cable television than in the past. And, you know, CNN is a rather proper, I mean, if you look at the cable channels, CNN is a rather proper channel. You can totally disagree with their ideology, but it's a proper channel. For them to allow this, and I've heard this kind of stuff before, BS, I've heard that said out. I've even heard the F word dropped on CNN. And to call this governor a complete piece of blank, but yet, you know, say the S word, I think what's happening here is I think satellite radio and YouTube podcasts are having an impact on television, on the television that we watch. These words are common on Howard Stern, on Joe Rogan, satellite radio and podcast and YouTube channels. This is all part of the conversation. Profanity is part of the ambiance of those channels. I think this is having an impact on the television that we watch. Now, I realize that cable's not broadcast TV, but I think that this is exactly what's happening here. All right, so Tucker Carlson had a guest on. He is a Christian author, Lee Strobel, and they were discussing how Satan is controlling Hollywood, even shows like Friends. Do you think Satan is in control of Hollywood? I'd love to talk to you. We'll talk about this a little bit later. Also, we really have to talk about these social media rumors that President Trump is dead. President Trump is not dead. He is alive. I don't know if he's alive and well, but I would assume that he is alive and well. But President Trump is not dead. But I want to go over some of the rumors that are kind of compelling. And it made me stop and wonder. I mean, you know, there was those rumors years ago about Paul McCartney is really dead and he was replaced by a double? Could President Trump be dead and be replaced by a double? Yeah, we're going to go over some of the rumors that have been out there. We'll talk about this this afternoon, and you can be part of that conversation. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Coleman is our senior producer. Ian is stuck back in the office until 2 o'clock. He'll join us on the show and in the studio at 2 o'clock. But good afternoon, Coleman.
How you doing, Scoop?
I am very good. How are you? I had a great Labor Day weekend yesterday. We had a great show yesterday. And, you know, heading to a weekend, it's a short work week for many of us. And I think life is great.
Yes. You know, you may not know this, but I'm a few years younger than you, okay?
You know, I kind of had that feeling. I think just about most of the people here are a few years younger than me.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't care.
But with
I'm
that being
fun.
Said, I know you said something about Peter Pan. I remember growing up with cartoons, and one of my favorite cartoon characters was Bart Simpson. And then later on, there was Jimmy Neutron and Bobby Hill. And then the latest one of my favorite cartoon characters is Huey and Riley Freeman from the show called The Boondocks. You know what those characters all have in common?
What?
They were all voiced by female characters, even though they were all male. And
that's,
I thought that was pretty interesting, but nobody cared. You know, like when I watched The Simpsons and I saw Bart Simpson, just because Bart Simpson was voiced by a female actor,
yeah.
I had no sense that it was a female character. It was like a
that's right. But you knew the difference. You had no problem with gender, even though that happened.
No, not at all.
Bob's Burgers, you know, the girls are voiced by, if not all of them, some of the girls in Bob's Burgers are voiced by men. And, you know, you mentioned Bobby Hill. You know what I loved about, I haven't seen the new King of the Hill. Have you?
No, I've seen little teasers, but I wasn't able to, like, sit there and actually watch it. Like,
I haven't seen it either. I want to watch it. I thought the show was funny because it was just about, it was about ignorant people. I mean,
stuck out of time.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, a little bit like All in the Family. And I love that Bobby Hill was depicted as being gay or trans or very, very feminine. And I just, almost every episode, there's some clue that Bobby's either gay or trans. And I remember one Christmas, he accidentally opened up Luann's present instead of his. And he pulled out a teddy, like he pulled out lingerie, and Bobby Hill goes, "I always wanted one of these." His dad got really upset because Hank was like the ultimate macho dude. Anyway, I got to see that new King of the Hill. All right, we'll get to a break here. The Saints are going to wear this uniform. They're going to wear this gold uniform, and so this is something from the past. This is something from the past that I
think they call it throwback uniform.
It's a throwback uniform, but I don't remember it from the past. I mean, it's how is it being described? It's described as an attention getting game day. Okay, let me just read through this. It's described as an alternative jersey. So I don't remember the Saints wearing this jersey, but maybe they did. But it's a gold jersey. I think that would look really cool. With gold pants, but they'll probably put it with the black pants.
The throwback with the color rush, like all gold. I do have a gold Drew Brees jersey, so I'm sure they did have gold at some point because I have an all gold Drew Brees jersey.
I guess so. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it right now. I don't remember it, but yeah. So the Saints are going to take on the Arizona Cardinals in the Dome Sunday afternoon. It's the beginning of the new Saints era. Are you excited? Yeah. I'm excited. Okay, so President Trump said it today. You've heard this in our news. He wants to send the National Guard to New Orleans. Well, he's considering it. And do you know when he's going to decide? Come on, you know the answer. When is President Trump going to make the decision about possibly sending troops to New Orleans? Oh, come on, you know the answer. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. It's the Donald Trump drop-in duration of time. Everything is going to be decided in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I'll decide that in about 2 weeks. All right. So do you want the National Guard here? Crime's been going down. I feel better as a resident and citizen of New Orleans. I feel a lot better. But I don't know. Would the National Guard help or would it be worse? I felt really good going out Saturday night during Decadence Fest because they had Bourbon Street blocked off and they had, I guess it's the SWAT teams that are out. I mean, they look like the military, but I don't think they were the military. And I felt pretty safe. So what do you think? Should the National Guard come to New Orleans, or is that overkill? The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back with your comments.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WWL.
Okay, let's get those tanks over here. Yes, get those guns. Get the cannons. Get the line the cannons up on Bourbon and Canal. Get them over there. Get the troops here. Get your guns. Let's line up. Get ready to protect New Orleans!
So, are you ready for the National Guard to come here? I mean, it's a little closer to a reality because President Trump actually said it today, although I think, if you listen to what he said, I think he forgot what the name of the French Quarter is. Because he said, you know, that special, that wonderful place. I think he forgot that it was the name was the French Quarter. Well, you know, I'm sure, I don't know if Trump's ever been to the French, I'm sure he has, but you know, he doesn't go to the French Quarter on a regular basis, so I guess he just forgot it was the French Quarter. But he's going to decide in the next 2 weeks, because that's how long it takes to do anything, 2 weeks. So anyway, so how do you feel about this? How do you feel about the National Guard coming to New Orleans? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Bob on the North Shore. Bob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, good afternoon. Good subject, good program as usual. As you know, I'm a pragmatic progressive. I'm also retired U.S. Army. And the thought of the French Quarter or any part of New Orleans being patrolled by the National Guard is just beyond my ken. you know, they should look at us as an example. When they put in Troop NOLA, they did it on a cooperative basis, and the city of New Orleans, the sheriff, the chief of police, everybody was cooperative with the state when they put in, and it has worked very, very effectively. I just disagree strongly with ruling by fiat. And it is actually not just fiat, it's extortion, because he gets what he wants by threatening the cutting funds, cutting programs, cutting personnel, etc. And that's just absolutely un-American.
Bob, from the perspective of a veteran, what is it that is complicated about sending the National Guard into New Orleans to fight troops? I mean, to fight crime.
Well, they're limited, obviously, by posse comitatus. And as an officer in the Army, I was well schooled on the concept of not having troops patrolling streets in a civilian police function. And to do that just is intimidating. It's wrong.
I think intimidation is a very popular goal for President Trump, regardless of what it involves. I think he was used to doing it in business. It's a little more difficult to do it in politics, but intimidation seems to be a driving force for this.
Well, we can put it in more frank terms. It's bullying, plain and simple. And we both know that the bully at his base is a coward. That's how he gets what he wants, is by trying to physically or economically bully people. Yeah. And again, I think some of the programs that Donald Trump has implemented are decent, but it's the way that he implements them. It's not the program itself, but how he implements it.
Yeah. Bob, I appreciate your call, and thank you for your service to our country. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
Now, I could see maybe if we really needed it. But even so, unless he wants to take over the whole country, and he's already said, and I heard him say, I am the president and I can do what I want. He really said that. I am the president and I can do what I want. But let's assume he can't do what he wants. Okay, the military would eventually have to leave. And I am asking myself, what happens when they leave? You know, what we need in our country, if he really wants to do something, and the states, you know, and cities want to do something, I say, recruit more police, do not defund them, pay them a decent wage, and let them do their job. And it's not even just the police. It's the judicial system. Right now in California, there are 5 murderers. 5 that got life in jail instead of the death penalty. And Newsom is toying with the idea of giving them clemency. Right now, there's a Manson girl who murdered. She killed. She certainly did. She got life in jail, was in for 40-something years, and as I speak this moment, she is walking around the streets in whatever city she happens to be living in right now. If I had my way, I'd do something about crime. You murder. It's not your self-defense of you or another person, death penalty. Sex with a minor child, death penalty. Carjack, but don't kill the driver, life in jail. I mean, yes, I would have harsh punishment. I'd have a board with a line down the middle, life and death, and I would list what you do and what you get, and I would be very polite. I'd let all the criminals know, and I'd tell them, if you think the punishments are too harsh, you don't like them, well, then I have a solution for that. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. But seriously, okay, National Guard comes in. Let's say I open my front door. They're walking up and down in front of my house. I'm waving to them. Hi. Hi, would you like a bottle of water? Okay, what's going to happen when they leave? Things would go back. The crime would still happen. You know, now after Katrina, we had people here. I think that might have been, I don't know if that was state troopers or whatever, but I mean, that was the whole
thing. Well, I mean, the National Guard was kind of National Guard was here after Katrina, too. I mean, it was a different situation.
Yeah, it was a different situation. Yeah. Right, that was a completely different situation.
Coleman has a question
for
you.
Hey, Janice, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, is there a crime that you would allow the chance for rehabilitation, or is just life in debt, like life in prison or death? Is there any kind of crime that you would say, you know what, we'll give this guy a second chance after so much rehabilitation?
Well, maybe, but I'd have to think about that.
What about littering?
Selling drugs. I'd put a stop to this. Selling drugs. A lot of the crime is being done because people want money for drugs. They're not buying popsicles. You sell drugs like a guy was doing here on my street one time in the block. Death penalty. Yeah. Selling drugs would be death penalty, and maybe using drugs would even be life.
But Janice, the death penalty, and this has been proven with research, the death penalty is not a deterrent to crime. It stops the person from committing the crime, but it doesn't prevent people from committing crimes.
Well, it would maybe I know what you're saying. Some people don't care, maybe it would stop some people. And it would stop people from getting out and doing it again.
It will stop that person. There's no way that if you kill somebody, there's no execute somebody. There's no way that person's going to commit that crime again. All right, Janice. Go ahead.
Not necessarily all this National Guard stuff and all. You know, some people are concerned about something, and the people that like me, that are listening to me right now, might think I'm crazy. But you know, people need to have a little bit of an open mind. I know this sounds crazy. There are some people that are saying he wants to be the dictator. He wants to literally take over the country. And the way he's doing things with the wanting to send the guard into this city and that city and this city and that city, it just makes you really wonder. It gives me pause, and I'm asking myself, really, what is his end game?
Yeah, well, we don't know. Janice, I'm glad you called. Let's go to Wayne in the meet. Wayne, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Okay, Scoot,
yeah.
I'm going to say this. I think I was going to just say that I think the idea of Trump sending National Guard to New Orleans might have been initiated or spurred on by a request from our governor who's very happy with what's going on with all of the prison, the jail breaks and whatnot in New Orleans. And being a Republican, Republicans have learned that to get a policy through, they have to stick together. And so they're kind of doing that. But now going to something Janice said, I agree a little bit with some of what she said with some caveats. But look, I'm thinking other countries have policies where you steal, you lose a hand. You kill, you get life or you get life in prison without parole, that kind of thing. We do have to have some cut and dry, hardcore policies or penalties for crime that will curb some of the crime. You're right. There's still people who are going to commit crime, but what you can only hope for is to really cut it back a lot.
So, well, look, it's an interesting thought. I remember years ago talking about this on the air when that American teenager Michael Fay was in Singapore, and he spray-painted graffiti on something. I don't remember all the details. And he was caned. And people in this country said, that is outrageous. The penalty is too stiff. Well, let me tell you, there's no graffiti spray-painted in Singapore. I haven't been there, but I understand that people don't dare do it because the penalty is so severe. Now again, the research
bubble gum over there.
Yeah, the research shows that the death penalty is not a deterrent to crime, but I think over time, I think if it really were administered, if we're sure this person is guilty, if it were administered sooner to the closer to the crime, than letting so many years pass by, I think it might end up being a deterrent to crime. I mean, I'm all for strict crimes for penalties. Wayne, I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, I want you to stay with us. The Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. Coming right back with more of your comments. President Trump actually spoke the words today. He said that it would take 2 weeks to clear up the crime in New Orleans. But Janice just brought up an interesting point. What happens after they leave? Because they're not going to be here forever. What happens after they leave? And so is this a temporary thing? Is this a bullying thing? Is this an intimidation thing from President Trump? Does he want to create a national police force? I think he does. That would be really at the whim of the President of the United States. The concept of that should be scary to MAGAs, should be scary to any American. So he says that we've got a great governor here, Jeff Landry. He wants us to come in. So they would straighten out a really nice section of this country. I think you forgot that was the French Quarter. A nice section of this country that has become quite tough. We do have crime, but crime right now seems to be under control. But there's still crime in New Orleans. Let's not kid ourselves. There's still crime in Chicago. 53 people were shot over the Labor Day weekend in Chicago. So forget about Chicago right now. President Trump has actually uttered the words New Orleans and the National Guard. And he said he could take care of crime in 2 weeks. Because, you know, everything, decisions are made in 2 weeks, and it would take 2 weeks to clear up whatever is the problem. So do you think the National Guard should come to New Orleans? The Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. You know, when you talk about bringing in the military to a city like New Orleans, you think about those young men in the National Guard standing at the French Quarter of New Orleans. Look, I spend time in the French Quarter. The French Quarter can be rough. It can be a tough place. There are sketchy areas of Bourbon Street. There are areas of Bourbon Street that when I'm walking through that area, I walk rapidly and I do the best I can to, you know, keep my head on a swivel. But that's not going to necessarily stop something from happening. So how do you feel about this? Should the National Guard come to New Orleans, or do you think we have things under control? I'm Scoot on the Air. And we'll be back with your comments on WWF.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, turn it up. I mean, you don't want to miss anything, do you? I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. He said it just a little while ago. President Trump talked about actually sending National Guard troops to New Orleans. He said, do we need to go to a place like New Orleans where we have a great governor, Jeff Landry? He's governor of Louisiana, who wants us to come in and straighten out a very nice section of this country that's become quite, you know, quite tough, quite bad. You have New Orleans, which has a crime problem. We'll straighten that out in about 2 weeks. It'll take us 2 weeks. So do you think President Trump sending in the National Guard, would that solve our crime problem in 2 weeks? And do you want the National Guard to come to New Orleans? Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. Let's go to Clyde. Clyde, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good.
It's hotter than fish grease out here. So I had a question.
Yeah.
Is this considered an oxymoron when someone says that Epstein is the most horrible, nasty, corrupt guy, and then at the same time he says that the girls are lying and that it's a hoax? I'm trying to understand what's really going on. If he basically told the girls that they're lying.
Oh, you're talking about the Epstein files, yeah. Yeah, some of the survivors of that, some of the young girls, the underage girls are now of age, and they're now talking, and then they're on Capitol Hill. And we're going to talk about this in the next hour. They even named one big name. They named one big name. And I knew this. I didn't know. I felt like this person might be on the list. I don't know if he's on the list, but this one girl did name him. So, Clyde, what do you think? Do you think that the files should be released? Should we know?
Oh, they should have been released. I mean, my God. My problem is that you got so many guys that are full of pedophiles are running around free right now, and they're probably doing pedophilia right now. And we got to know. We have to know who these people are. I don't have children, but if I was a daddy, I'd probably be in jail for just because my child was abused like that. I don't know how these people go around there and allowing this to happen.
Well, Clyde, I understand how you feel. And look, I totally agree with you. The reason the files need to be released, the reason we need to know who these people are is because they're getting away with it. There are men. There are grown men who have had sex with underage girls. This went on for years. So there's a lot of men out there who have done it. And some have done it more than once. They might have been regulars having sex consistently with underage girls. Go home to their wives. Maybe they're powerful people in a business. And they go home to their wives and they go to their jobs as executives. And then they have sex with underage girls. They should not be able to get away with it. That's why we should know who they are. From Gramercy, Glenn, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, hi, Scoot.
Hey, Glenn.
Just hi. Good afternoon, Scoot.
Good afternoon, yeah.
I just want to, you know, I heard you mention, so I said, let me just call in.
Go ahead.
With the National Guards coming into a major city such as New Orleans, I think the last report was about 400 police officers short. The National Guard came in for the Super Bowl, which was a huge event. And I think overall, the people in the city, people come and visit to spend money, which helps not only the city, but the state, felt comfortable because of the extra law enforcement, National Guard, to help make sure that things were taken care of, people were safe. In order for them to come here, dine, wine and dine, just enjoy the Super Bowl experience.
Yeah.
Here they are again thinking about bringing the National Guard here. You know, I don't know why any metropolitan city wouldn't welcome additional, let's just say, support in order to try to help clean up some things, maybe to allow the New Orleans Police Department to build additional employees along with the police department in order to get better advance with employees coming in so they can understand and help eliminate crime and lower the numbers, because it's all about tax dollars.
I'm concerned about, what are they going to do other than just stand there? I mean, will the National Guard be making arrests? Because that's not something that they know how to do. And if there's money to send the National Guard in, I mean, look, you make some great points. I understand what you're saying, Glenn. And I got to tell you, as somebody who goes to the French Quarter, I would say I go to the French Quarter on a regular basis, especially for somebody who doesn't live in the French Quarter. I go on a regular basis. I don't go all the time, but I go on a regular basis. Would I feel safer if I saw the military protecting Bourbon Street? You know, honestly, I might. But I do have issues with the idea that it is the military. And if there's money to send the National Guard here, why not take that money and hire more police officers, because they're trained to actually do that job? And then that would get us up to where we need to be in terms of law enforcement.
Well, I agree. You know, the funds have to be available in order to hire more police officers for New Orleans.
Right.
But I'm not sure. I don't know who's running New Orleans right now, right? It seems it's very, you know, peculiar about what's happening in New Orleans.
Well, I agree with you.
What's going on the last 3 or 4 years?
Well, that's about to come to an end. That is about to come to an end, and we're going to have a new leader, and I'm convinced that the new mayor is going to be a true leader. Glenn, listen, I appreciate what you said, and I appreciate your concern. And I'm being honest, I might be a little bit of a hypocrite, but I'm only asking questions about the National Guard and how effective they might be. But would I feel safe if I saw the military on Bourbon Street? Yeah, I would. But I don't know if that's the right answer. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. All right, Friday was the anniversary of Katrina. On this day in 2005, just days after Katrina hit the city, Fats Domino, at the age of 77, was rescued. Now, Fats had not been heard from, so many people thought he might be dead. But he wasn't dead. He was rescued on this day a few days later in 2005, and it turned out that he was okay. In fact, at the Presbyter, with this whole exhibit for the Hurricane Katrina, as soon as you walk in, you see the destroyed baby grand piano of Fats Domino. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah. Hey, 19, we shouldn't dance together. Hey, 19, you're too old to get on the Epstein plane. Can you imagine that, being 19 years old, too old to be with that group? On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2017, Steely Dan co-founder and guitarist Walter Becker died of cancer of the esophagus. He was only 67 years old. That's a young guy. But, you know, those guys, a lot of those guys smoke and drink and do drugs. And, you know, a lot of the rockers just didn't take care of themselves. And the ones who are alive today, at some point, you know, must have quit, because you can't keep doing that stuff forever. And hey, you know what? If you're a young person, if you're a millennial, Zoomer, Xer, man, if you're doing serious drugs, don't even take a chance with that anymore. You know, I mean, if you're still doing coke, I don't want to lecture you, but don't even waste your time with that, because, you know, at the end of it, all you want is more. As soon as you do one bump, all you want is more. There's not enough for you. And then when you run out, you just want more. And what happens? Oh, see, you had a good time, but, you know, you can have a good time doing other stuff as well. All right. Anyway, don't mean to lecture you. I'm just giving you some advice. I've got firsthand experience with that. I'm Scoot. Anyway, we will be right back on WWL.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.